Welcome to another Five for Today. Those that have heard me before will know that there'll be some questions posed, some Bible references, and some personal stories shared as an added bonus. You may recall the rhyme that says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me." What rubbish! Physical hurts can and do heal in time, but verbal abuse festers and lingers. In the New Testament, James writes about how the tongue is such a small part of the body, but can deal vicious blows. He says, "The tongue is a little member and boasts great things. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." There is some positive news, though. As James says, "With it we bless our God and Father." But straight away he says, "With it we curse men, who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. These things ought not to be so." How has your tongue been used today, then? Another saying involving stones is that people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Pretty simple, right? So where are we going with this, you may ask? Jesus once said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." Here's the story. Whilst Jesus was teaching in the temple early in the morning, the scribes and Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. No mention is made of the man. The woman is brought in to be stoned, as was the punishment, according to the law of Moses. They wanted to test Jesus and asked him, "What do you say?" Jesus stayed silent and wrote on the ground twice. We don't know what he wrote, but he said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." Amazingly, being convicted by their conscience, they left the scene one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. Moments ago, this woman would have been at the centre of the crowd, who were armed with boulders to stone her. They would have been fired up and ready to kill another guilty woman. With the crowd gone, Jesus then gets up and asks the woman about her accusers. There's no one to condemn her. Jesus then offers his verdict. "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." That must have been a wow moment in this woman's life, having been blessed by Jesus in this way. Can I ask if you've ever experienced a wow moment in your life because of Jesus? In Charles Wesley's famous hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain," there's a lovely verse which says, "No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own." It's based on what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians when he said, "There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Another hymn writer put it like this: "Guilty, vile and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Saviour." To be righteous is simply to be right in God's eyes. Sin gets in the way and needs to be dealt with first. A Christian, someone who is right with God, can boldly enter God's presence and find acceptance, forgiveness, and joy. Jesus, described as a spotless lamb, refers to his sinless life. He died a sinner's death to pay the penalty of our sin. Forgiveness is available, even though we are guilty of sin. Confessing sin will result in Jesus saying to you, neither do I condemn you. But please note what the woman was told next. Go and sin no more. What a challenge for us today, wherever we're at in terms of a journey of faith. Sin no more. Seek to live life God's way. That's a righteous life. That's the right life. May God help you and me to live like that. Thanks for tuning in again.